Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket, leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are, and for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Well, Champlain certainly did not disappoint, and neither did 2017 Angler of the Year Brandon Polinick. Polinick was steady throughout the week, but saved his best for last, bagging 21-6 on Championship Sunday to overtake Jamie Hartman and Seth Fider for a 1-pound, 2-ounce win. This derby was tight throughout, with the difference being the guy who could break from the 18-pound mark up to 20 pounds. Brandon will join us later on in our Winner's Circle segment. Now, a guy making a big move the last 2 weeks was Mississippian Brock Mosley, who finished third at the St. Lawrence and eighth at Champlain, and then added a 7.5-pound daughter back home. Well, his wife really did the heavy lifting on that one. Mosley is coming up later on as well. But in the leadoff role, Eric Lopez from Bass will join us to explain how Gunnersville ended up back on the schedule for this season and the huge audiences taking in the Elite Series on ESPN2. After 2.8 million people were reported for Eufaula, the audience swelled to 4.3 million for the St. Lawrence River, and numbers are still to come on Champlain. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show away from the dock. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference. If you haven't visited EnigmaFishing.com lately, you are missing out on some of the greatest deals in the industry. Tour-level rods and reels at everyday fisherman prices. How? Well, they eliminate the middleman and sell directly to you. And now, in addition to tremendous rods and reels, Enigma has a full line of sunglasses and accessories and some of the coolest clothes around. Check out the new Torch bait casting reel as well. Lightning fast with an 8.1:1 gear ratio and pretty cool looking as well. At a price too good to believe. Visit EnigmaFishing.com today.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio. And like I said, let's get things started with Eric Lopez, because he's one of the guys, I mean, he's right there at the point, having to do all this adjusting of the schedule that has taken place in the Bassmaster Elite Series, and also right there behind the scenes with everything that has gone on. We've seen so much of this Elite Series action on ESPN2, the last three tournaments. That has been really exciting as well. So he joins us now for a few moments. Eric, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again. It's great to be here.
You know, everybody else, they got to kind of cruise a little bit through this whole pandemic and just, you know, their jobs might have been put on pause and so on. Maybe everybody's working from home. But, man, for you guys, it had to be absolutely crazy, because I don't think people understand how much goes into planning the schedule and how far in advance it is done. I'm sure you're working, you know, heavily on the 2021 schedule as we speak. But yet you had to move, you know, basically the entire schedule. I mean, what an undertaking.
Yeah, we definitely have been really busy since the pandemic started. Like you said a second ago, we're working on 2021 and 20 schedules. So we had to do basically in 1 month's time and actually probably 2.5 weeks time what we typically have, 11, 12 months to plan for, sometimes even longer. We had a lot of people behind the scenes making it look as seamless as possible. But no, it's been pretty hectic around here.
All right, let's go backwards before we go forward. We had heard that 2.8 million people consumed the Bassmaster Elite Series out of Eufaula on ESPN2. And then now well over 4.3 million people watched out of the St. Lawrence River. Don't know yet on Champlain. But what an incredible thing for the sport and for Bassmaster to get that kind of coverage. And obviously, it's not something where people just kind of checked it out quick and then went away.
Definitely. I mean, we expose the sport to a lot of new viewers. You know, that's one of the joys of being on ESPN. That happens in general. But with the amount of coverage that we had, especially the coverage over the weekend time slots, when people were at home watching with their families, there were a lot of new fans. And all you had to do was log on to any social media outlet to be able to see the comments. And I've been working with Bass since the start of the Elite Series. But I have a lot of friends in the traditional sports, stick and ball, baseball, football, soccer world. And we're getting comments left and right from people and all those sports congratulating us and saying this has been riveting. The action was great. They were exciting wins. People like seeing the guys out on the St. Lawrence, but then seeing them go out onto Ontario as well with the conditions out there. People just had a lot of fun watching it. And like I said, it was a lot of new fans, which gets everyone excited.
It doesn't hurt either that your team, the production team and the job that Mike McInnes does and having a pro like Tommy Sanders and Mark Zona is so entertaining. The guys out in the field, Such, Ronnie Moore, the set itself. I mean, I think a lot of people maybe didn't understand just how well produced this programming was. Yes, everybody understands there's some glitches if you get into a bad cell spot and so on from the field, but much of it was so good. There were so many of those four boxes that looked so great.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, I completely agree. You know, it becomes cliche to say that the best in the business, but we firmly believe that. There's a lot of production value. I mean, we want people to watch the show and be able to relate to what they're seeing other sports do. I mean, there's a lot of shows out there on ESPN that we're watching and saying, hey, how can we make our shows look a little bit more familiar? Because that helps draw in the new fans and it gives our existing fans the same pleasures that they may get if they're watching college football or another sport. But our folks have been doing this for years, and not only have they been doing it, I mean, they've really invented and created the sport and how people watch it. So, of course, we take great pride in that, and it's important to us to be able to enhance the coverage as well. We don't want to get stagnant in what we're doing. So, yeah, every once in a while, it's not the best, but you figure out how big our playing field is. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds of square miles. We're going to lose a signal every once in a while, but we're hoping that we make up for that with the Tommy and Zona commentary and Ronnie Moore talking about fantasy and everything else that's going on at that studio. So we're really proud of that one.
Eric Lopez with us from Bass talking about what has gone on here now basically at the halfway point point of the season. Now, look, I wrote an article about this week, and 1979, it was the first time that Daytona 500 was covered flag to flag on television, live television, and it was this massive snowstorm in the Northeast, and all these Northerners got to watch a NASCAR race. It was just everything came together, and it was a scintillating race, and it kind of launched, you know, NASCAR. Now, I'm not saying it can happen, you know, for bass fishing that way, but, you know, a similar thing here. All of a sudden, because of, you know, something out of our control, this pandemic, a lot of people looking for something to watch watched professional bass fishing live on ESPN2, and who knows where this, what this can lead to. We don't know how much more live coverage there will be going forward on ESPN2 on a broadcast TV. Of course, Bassmaster Live will always be there, but, you know, this is the type of thing that someday history could look back and say, that was the moment where, you know, we built all these new fans.
You're absolutely right. I mean, and you take what we've done so far with the increased coverage on ESPN, it's pushing around 7 million additional new viewers. We haven't received the numbers in for the Champlain event, like you had said. I mean, so that's a lot of people to think about that. And we're working with all of our sponsors as well, all the brands that people recognize when they watch our shows, and all the conversations and all the feedback that we're receiving is that the sport is so hot right now. When there's any type of change in culture, when there was an economic downturn in 2008, same thing kind of happened. Some aspects of the sport, yes, took a hit. But people are out there fishing in droves. We're getting all the licensing and information from all the individual states. Yeah. The numbers are just through the roof. So the fact that all that has already been happening, people are saying, hey, we want to know how to fish. They have our shows. They have the ability to access all that. It's just been perfect timing for the sport of fishing.
Well, we have, we know for a fact that we've been downloaded now at Bassmaster.com over 500,000 times with Bassmaster Radio, and our latest numbers show well over 80,000 listeners per week taking in and consuming the show, you know, across our Bassmaster Radio network, coast to coast.
That's
so so it's showing up on our end as well. That's for sure. All right, give me a couple of minutes on Gunnersville. Go back to Gunnersville because you lose the Cayuga deal, which was a plug-in anyway for the Sabine River. But good old Gunnersville, the chance to go to Goose Pond. The new ramps are absolutely spectacular. This will be the first time going back to Goose Pond in Scottsboro since the new ramps were expanded there at Goose Pond. It's going to be late September, 1st of October. Those of us that fish that lake a lot know that can be really tough, or it could be an absolute frog fest there, and the visuals would be incredible. Talk about why Gunnersville to kind of kick off that fall run that you're going to have.
Sure, of course. Like you said, that was a makeup event that happened as a result of one of the New York events being postponed. We'll be going out of Scottsboro, Alabama there. We have a great relationship with them. We're excited, like you said, with the new ramps. You know, Scottsboro has been instrumental in working with us the past couple of years, and we're looking to establish a new relationship with them. And we obviously already have a great relationship with the city of Gunnersville. Managing in a pandemic is extremely different for all involved, and I'm sure everyone has some story that they can relate how life is drastically changed, and for us more so than ever. So because of our relationship, because we did events there last year out of Scottsboro, they are on our short list. You know, we're getting a lot of calls from a lot of different cities saying, hey, we want to be a potential. We want you to consider us as a potential. And we want to make sure we're not just choosing any random lake. We want to make sure that it's a lake that will produce. And like you just said, we don't know what to expect. We know there's going to be competition. We know there's going to be drama. And that's what we want to be able to give these anglers. They're the best that are out there. They can adjust to the conditions. It might be the conditions may change. It might not be what they're used to, but we know no matter what, there's going to be a really compelling and exciting tournament. And going out of Scottsboro and being on Gunnersville is the place to do that. So we're excited. We're looking forward to it.
Eric Lopez has been our guest. Eric, I appreciate the work that you guys in the office are doing to make this happen, and the teams out there on the road. And we just look forward to a great, great rest of the season. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Brock Mosley. Man, talk about a guy going north and making a move. He finishes third and eighth in the two tournaments out of the St. Lawrence and Lake Champlain. We'll talk to Brock Mosley next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Bassmaster Sweepstakes prizes are crazy good, and you'd be crazy not to enter.
Yeah, baby!
Enter now to win a fishing trip with 50th Bassmaster Classic Champion Hank Cherry. Trip includes airfare, rental car, hotel, and $500 cash. Plus a Basscat Saber FTD with Mercury 150 Pro XS Garmin Electronics and an amazing prize pack. Total value more than $50,000. There's a 100% chance you won't win if you don't enter. Go to Bassmaster.com and up the odds in your favor. It's fast and easy, and who knows? You could win.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS Lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And speaking of Phoenix, time to talk to us Phoenix pro who is, it's been a pretty good couple of weeks for him. I mean, let's be honest. This guy has made a move up the Angler of the Year standings, top 10 finishes the last 2 weeks in New York. And he went home to a brand new baby, a 7-pound, 7-ouncer. I mean, it would have been nice, a 7-pound, 7-ouncer out on the tour, but that was the best 7-pound, 7 ounces that he has seen. He is Phoenix pro Brock Mosley. He joins us now. Brock, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you having me on.
What a wild time. I mean, you're up there getting ready for the St. Lawrence River, and your wife's having a baby, and then you've got to FaceTime with her and everything else, and you got a tournament to worry about. But when you're out there fishing, you have so much time where your things are going through your brain. How much time did you spend thinking about, I can't wait to go back and meet my baby and see my wife?
You know, it was one of those weeks where it was just full of emotions. I figured it was going to be a lot easier on me than it was, to be honest, until, she actually called and said, that she's going into labor and that they're going to, put her in the hospital and that is, the baby was coming that day. It was just, it kind of hit me and, it made me feel like a really small human being at the time. But, she encouraged me to go. I mean, this is our job. Same thing with somebody that works maybe on an oil rig offshore or either, military. It's just, we only have so many events a year to make, our living. So it was one of those deals where I had to go, but, at the same time, it really, really stinks that I missed out.
Was the baby early? I mean, was this, did it kind of catch you by surprise, or was this pretty much, you knew it would be, around this time?
We knew it was going to be within that 2 weeks sometime. Actually, she went to the doctor the day before, and he actually gave her a little bit of hope that maybe she could make it till I got home. So, and then the next day she goes into labor. So, it's just, we were expecting it, and that's part of being a professional angler. There's going to be things you miss out on, and, it's not necessarily a good thing. It's just something that, you just have to deal with.
Yeah. Well, at least you brought home $36,000 from New York State. I mean, that was a pretty good thing, finishing third and eighth. You made the most of your trip up there. And look, you're a Mississippi boy. I thought you were going to get after him at Eufaula and maybe finish really high at the St. John's River, maybe have a really good classic. And, after just kind of meandering through that part of the schedule, you go up north and you tear them up. Finish third with largemouth. I mean, everybody else is drop shotting, and you're pitching a creature bait and throwing a bladed jig and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, that was fantastic. Start there as to why you felt like that was the way that you could potentially win that tournament.
Well, to be honest with you, with everything I had going on that week, I don't know if my head wasn't in it. I just
forgot really where you were.
I just really wasn't having a good week of practice. And there was days where I fished for smallmouth all day in practice, and I only ended up with, 10, 11, 12 pounds each day. And it was just really hard for me to get a good bite smallmouth fishing. And I wasn't getting multiple good bites a day. So I had areas I liked for smallmouth, that I found that I liked, that I could see the fish down there, that I couldn't get them to bite and practice, so to speak. And, the third day of practice, I got so frustrated that I wasn't catching them the way I wanted to, or the way as good as I felt like I needed to, that I just went to the bank and went largemouth fishing to kind of get my string pulled and to clear my head for a couple hours. And I went up there, and I was actually FaceTiming my wife and my little girl the third day of practice before she even went into labor, and was just, catching up with them while I was on the water, just kind of just relaxing a little bit, getting my head clear. Mm-hmm. And when I FaceTime home, I just put my phone on my depth finder. That way they can see me and I can see them and I can still fish. And I was actually fishing down the bank, and while I was on the phone with them, in that short period of time, I caught 2 4-pound largemouth. And I'm like, well, that's rare. That I thought, I was like, but that's maybe there's something to it. And, I went out on day one of the tournament thinking I'm going to go largemouth fish to try to survive the event. A typical St. Lawrence event takes 18 pounds a day to get a check. So I said, I'm going to go largemouth fish. And whenever my smallest fish is a 3-pounder, I will go smallmouth fishing the rest of the day to see if I can run into a good one and upgrade to try to survive the event. Mm. And lo and behold, in the first 2 hours, I had 19 pounds of largemouth.
Wow.
Yeah. And, my smallmouth areas was just right outside of Clayton. So I just, I'm so excited that, I'm surviving the event as of now, that I went out there and I spent the rest of my day, which was 6 hours, smallmouth fishing. And I caught 3 smallmouth in those 6 hours. One was a 3-pounder that didn't help me. One was a 4 3/4, and one was a 6-4.
Yeah.
And I just so got lucky enough to where I landed, those 2 big ones. And it bumped my weight up all the way to 24 pounds.
Now, when you were fishing largemouth, when you started, were you right in French Creek? Because, I mean, there's a lot of history, no matter where tournaments go out there. But, I mean, you had gone right out of there. Were you right in French Creek when you were catching those largemouth?
No, I ran around the point, around the corner until takeoff was over. And then I came back to French Creek. But when I came back to French Creek, I already had a one pushing 5 pounds in the live well. Wow. And a limit for probably 14, 15 pounds before I even came back to French Creek.
Now, the thought process was when you went to over to Champlain, which I know is one of your favorite lakes on the planet. When you went over there, I know I thought that, well, if he was fishing largemouth at the St. Lawrence when everybody else was fishing smallmouth, he's going to go looking for that grass. I mean, might go to tie, might not, just might go north, find grass and fish largemouth the whole time. But you turn around, and I think you weighed in 18 or 20 fish were smallmouth, I believe.
Actually, 19 of the 20.
19 of 20. Wow.
Yeah. And, I enjoy smallmouth fishing, and I'm comfortable doing it. And I've always said, when the smallmouth tournament, where it's pretty much strictly smallmouth like St. Clair or St. Lawrence, that anybody's got a shot at winning it. Just you don't have to be a northern angler,
right,
to compete up there. And I've always stayed on the north end of Champlain in tournaments. So I fished the south end for fun fishing, but I'm so comfortable on that north end that if I need to make an adjustment, go try something else, I know where I can go try it. If I need a fish,
I know where I can go pick one up real quick. You know, it's just, I'm more comfortable out there, so I generally stay in the north end. I have a lot of offshores that I've caught them in years past. I did look for grass fish the first day and a half of practice because I was fairly confident those fish were offshore, that, you know, I knew they were going to be there, and there's no sense in going out there and beating them up in practice. So for the first day and a half of practice, I looked for grass fish, looked for a wad of them, so to speak, that you could come into and catch them really quick and have a good bag. Because generally, more tournaments than not, you got to have a big mixed bag to have a chance to win on Champlain.
Yeah.
So I did spend the first day and a half of practice looking for that, and then I didn't have much luck. I caught, you know, some three and a half pounders, but not a lot of them, and they wasn't grouped up. The grass had a lot of slime on it. It just looked – it was the first time I've ever been there and the lake was that low. I did catch, you know, a couple of big largemouth flipping docks and fishing some community holes, but after lunch on day two of practice, I went and hit my first smallmouth hole that I generally fish. It's one of my favorite spots on the lake, and I mean, I caught a 4.5-pounder right away. So I pick up my trolling motor, I run to the next one that's a mile away probably, and I catch another 4.5-pound smallmouth, and then I run to another one. You know, I just jumped my spots and they were just there.
Yeah.
So when they're out there, that's what I want to do. Wow. And it's just so hard to surpass that 20-pound mark with just smallmouth.
Right.
It's not an easy thing to do, but it's a lot easier, in my opinion, to catch 18, 19 pounds just because the smallmouth way better than the largemouth.
Yeah, consistently. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Well, St. Clair has been your friend. It has been tough. Last year, not so good. A couple of years ago, though, you finished second over there at St. Clair. So it'll be a really interesting tournament when you go there. Just in our last minute here, are you looking forward to it? And does it hurt you at all that they've cut off the Canadian side at St. Clair?
You know, I did well there in 17. When we went back last year, I was pretty much in the Classic, and I was trying to help one of my buddies make the Classic. He was on the outside looking in.
Right.
The year I did well, I caught him there drop shotting well. Last year, being later in the year, it was more of a crankbait deal. So I always look forward to going to St. Clair. I feel like, you know, like I said earlier, anybody's got a shot when it comes to those type of smallmouth fisheries. You know, it would be nice if we could go to the Canadian side. It would spread us out a lot more. But, you know, if we can't, then, you know, we all have to deal with that. So it's just going to bunch us up a lot more. And, you know, we're just going to go up there. And, you know, St. Clair's been on fire the last few years. And you always have that one circled on the calendar just because you get to go up there and catch a giant smallmouth.
Well, congrats on the new baby and good luck at St. Clair. And appreciate you taking a few minutes with us here.
I appreciate you having us on.
Thank you. There you go, Brock Mosley. All right, coming up next, it is our Rapala Winner Circle segment, and we're going to do it with Brandon Polinick right after this on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio. Joining us now, well, it's time for the Rapala Winter Circle. And who better to have than Brandon Polinek, 2017 Angler of the Year. He lifts his fourth, I believe, now, blue trophy, winning the Bassmaster Elite at Lake Champlain. And we all got to watch it on ESPN2. And it was scintillating to watch a 20-pound average to get that win on Champlain. And he joins us now. Brandon, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. I'm feeling really good. Zero complaints right now.
That picture that you posted on your Instagram account, I assume that was moments after all the weigh-in stuff was done and everything. That was so telling, just to see the exhaustion. I don't know if it was part exhaustion, part prayer, part whatever it was. Thanks. But what a fantastic picture. What a great moment that was captured there.
Yeah, I got lucky with that one. After you win, pretty much every photo you take is like a stage type photo, you know, right. Kind of like a grip and grin. You're holding the trophy, you're smiling, this angle, that angle, this product, and all that stuff. But that photo, the guy that films all my YouTube series stuff, Kyle Vandiver, he was there with his camera, and that just there happened to be a moment between when I was carrying the trophy from the stage over to some fans that were there on the side. And there was just that brief moment where I had set it down and I was just kind of leaning over the trophy. And it ended up being probably my favorite photo from that day, just because it showed so much raw emotion. You know, that's what it actually looks like after you fish for 14 days straight.
Yeah, that's what you get. You got that feeling of exhaustion and elation out of it. And I'll be honest with you, to me, and we talked about this back when you returned to Bass in the fall, it almost felt like if there ever was any question in your mind, any doubt in your mind, that moment when you had your fourth blue trophy now, that must have erased any question that you might have had that this was the right thing to do. Between all the ESPN2 coverage, the national TV coverage, and everything else, and then to win the way you won, there must be a certain amount of satisfaction in your mind that, yeah, that was a decision that you made that was a good one.
Definitely. Yeah, you could say I was 99.9% positive that I was exactly where I needed to be. And that final day solidified it for me. 100%. I'm exactly where I need to be in this industry. And it wasn't the trophy itself, wasn't the money. It wasn't even actually the win that caused that. It was the feeling and the emotion that I had on that final day while I was fishing and while I was on stage. That's what truly solidified it for me. And when I felt those things, I knew in my mind, like, this is where you're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. And the type of fishing that you like to do, apparently, Brandon Polinek with us here. I had you on my fantasy team, not this week, but I did last week at the St. Lawrence, because when I heard that they had opened up the lake because you were going out of Clayton, kept thinking about was, you know, Henderson Harbor's like a, or Henderson Bay there is like an ATM machine for you. I just think of all the success that you've had down there, and I just expected that you would run, you know, in that direction. But and then you go to Champlain, and you know, obviously you've had your success is there, but what is behind your love of this kind of fishing and your proficiency for this type of fishing? Because, you know, we think of Coeur d'Alene, you know, is this something that happens out there in Idaho? Why is it that this is something that's so good for you, this type of fishing?
Yeah, I grew up around a lot of clear water fishing, you know, a lot of clear glacier fed bodies of water. And so I'm very comfortable with a spinning rod in my hand, light line, and a place especially like Champlain reminds me a lot of home because it has that largemouth, smallmouth mix. You've got, you know, heavier vegetations up shallow, move out deeper. You've got big, deep, rocky flats and clean water and things like that. And so it's just something that I've grown up doing and it's built a lot of confidence in. I feel like the equipment that I have is set up perfectly for it. And, you know, you just combine all those things and I just feel comfortable out there. I had my electronics, staring at my Mega 360, going from boulder to boulder, following rock veins, like all of that stuff is just a way that I feel comfortable and I'm confident that I'm going to be able to go out there and catch fish doing that.
Now, 18 of the fish that you weighed in came on a drop shot, but that's of the fish you weighed in. I mean, you were catching them like crazy. If you had to put a percentage on it, I mean, was it, you know, 98% of the fish you caught all came on a drop shot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that majority of the fish I weighed, majority of the fish I caught, and majority of the time that I spent out there fishing was with a drop shot, throwing an X-Zone Finesse Slammer on a little number two drop shot hook and about a 12 to 15 inch leader, and then a 3/8 ounce DMC teardrop tungsten drop shot weight. And that was just my game plan for the whole week, was keep that in my hand majority of the time, chase big smallmouth around on some deep rocky flats and use my time efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Now, in 2017, when you won the AOY, you could say that you basically won it going up that way. I mean, you were third at the St. Lawrence, you were third at Lake Champlain that year. Now you go, and you're going to make that trip to St. Clair. Canadian waters off limits, just U.S. waters. I'm hearing that you're on maybe in the mix for you guys, if you're nuts enough to want to run out there into the ocean. But confidence level now, as you're bouncing back from a tough tournament at Eufaula, as you start working your way over there to Detroit, how much in your mind do you think about where you're standing in AOY and how another really good finish is going to put you right there?
AOY is one of those things that is always in my mind, in the fact that I know it's something that I want to win, but it's not something that I let make my decisions on the water or change my decisions. I've always been the guy that doesn't look at the standings, doesn't look at points. I don't want to know because I don't want it to alter my decision-making process. I want to go out there, do my job the best that I can every day, catch as much weight as I can every day. And then if that's enough at the end of the year, if I've done my job, then it'll all work out.
Yeah. That's what you said in 2017, that you didn't look at points until the very end. I mean, are we buying that? Is that it? You really don't look
at... I had no idea. Yeah. I knew I was leading. That's all. I knew... because you can't hide that. They give you a bonus check every week that you're leading.
Right,
so,
right.
No, what's, no hiding
what's
that.
What's this for?
But... I never knew what the point gap was.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I just told myself I had a 1-point lead.
Yeah.
And I had to go out there and do my job. And, the best way to not get beat is just beat everybody else.
Yeah. Now, and since you've been back, you look at the way things are right now shaping up in the AOY, and you see these names that are near the top, and with Jamie Hartman and Buddy Gross and Scott Canterbury and Matt Airy. These guys weren't around, when you were here last go around. Jamie was, but some of these are all new names, and does it give you a level of respect for what kind of sticks these guys are? I mean, these are some really, really good fishermen here.
Yeah, but. Like all of those names you mentioned, they're new on the Elite Series, but
they're
not new.
Yeah.
They are not new to professional fishing. I mean,
right.
Canterbury, Buddy Gross, like all those guys, Matt Airy, they've all won tour-level championships. I mean, those guys have been around, several of them longer than I've been fishing professionally.
Yeah.
They just weren't on the Elite Series before. So I already knew coming back that it's not like I was going to walk in and it was going to be easy peasy. Like,
yeah,
I was going to have to work just as hard, if not harder, than I did before to even have a shot.
I look at Buddy atop the Rookie of the Year standings. Every time I see that, I'm like, what? Really? I mean, what? Buddy Gross Rookie? What? Don't tell me. Give that to some kid coming out of college. Oh, Buddy Gross Rookie of the Year.
Exactly.
Brandon Polinick with us coming off of his win at Champlain. I got to talk about the 360 mega imaging, because I mean the rocks, the boulders were so important to you, to be able to see that stuff and you know, just almost immediately be able to turn and drop on those fish. You're one of the best with the electronics, but that 360, I don't have it on my boat yet. I mean, I got hummingbirds, but I don't have that on my boat yet, and I'm waiting to get that done, because it almost seems like you're fishing blind if you don't have it anymore.
100% true, and you nailed it there. I mean, it's not that you can't catch fish without it, but at the level that we compete, we want to use all the tools that give us the best opportunities to be the most efficient on the water. Each of us have 8 hours on the water every day, and we want to make the most out of that 8 hours. And that's, for me, what the Mega 360 does, is it allows me to know that every cast I make has potential to catch a fish. It's right on target, right where it needs to be. And that just gives you more opportunities at catching the right fish. And smallmouth fishing is no different, being able to go around on those deeper flats. You know, I was targeting a lot of 25 to 35 foot water, and I could roll up to those spots that I had marked during practice and see my waypoint, see the boulders or the rock piles that I was trying to target. And a lot of times I could actually even see the smallmouth and how they were positioned around those rocks. And that allowed me to position my boat and make the right presentation to those fish to be able to catch them as quickly as possible.
How do you tell the difference between that's a drum or that's a smallmouth, or do you really not know?
It can be difficult. A lot of times it'll be the size. Now, if they're up high enough off the bottom, you can decipher through the shadow, because the mega imaging is so clear,
right,
that it'll actually draw out the shape of the fish. So you can tell the difference. You can see more of that hunchback look from a drum. But on your 2D traditional sonar, generally, the smallmouth would be like a real hard yellow line, or depending on what color palette you use, but I use color palette 1. So they show up as like a real kind of just solid yellow line. And the drum would be just that like perfect drawn out arch, but they'd be a little bit thicker and fuzzier on the outsides of them. And that's how I was able to tell the difference.
Man, that's good stuff. Brandon Polinick, office win. Well, you head off now to St. Clair, as we said. You know, good luck over there. Everybody and her brother's going to have you on their fantasy team, because that's your thing, again, when you get over there. And, you know, let's just see how – I'm looking forward to a really big fall as well. This is going to be really exciting, this fall swing down through the Southeast.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like it's August already, but we are only just getting started with this season. So it's going to be – it's going to be jam-packed and fun here, real shortly.
That's good stuff. Brandon Polinick has been our guest. Brandon, congratulations, and hey, winners come on, you know, so maybe we talk again before the end of the season. Let's see.
I'm all about it. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. Brandon Polinick, what a stick there. And what a pleasure it is to have him back in the Bassmaster Elite Series. And that guy's got more wins and more anglers of the year and a classic coming down the line at some point in time. All right, we'll get a break. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Bassmaster sweepstakes prizes are crazy good, and you'd be crazy not to enter.
Yeah, baby!
Enter now to win a fishing trip with 50th Bassmaster Classic Champion Hank Cherry. Trip includes airfare, rental car, hotel, and $500 cash, plus a Basscat Saber FTD with Mercury 150 Pro XS Garmin Electronics and an amazing prize pack. Total value more than $50,000. There's a 100% chance you won't win if you don't enter. Go to Bassmaster.com and up the odds in your favor. It's fast and easy, and who knows? You could win.
If you haven't visited EnigmaFishing.com lately, you are missing out on some of the greatest deals in the industry. Tour-level rods and reels at everyday fisherman prices. How? Well, they eliminate the middleman and sell directly to you. And now, in addition to tremendous rods and reels, Enigma has a full line of sunglasses and accessories and some of the coolest clothes around. Check out the new Torch bait casting reel as well. Lightning fast with an 8.1:1 gear ratio and pretty cool looking as well. At a price too good to believe. Visit EnigmaFishing.com today. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Marshall spots are available for regular season Elite Series events for just $99 per tournament, assuming that local regulations will allow marshals at that event. Now, as part of the program, at every tournament, participants will enjoy an exclusive dinner and a meet and greet with all of the elite anglers, as well as receive official Bassmaster Marshall apparel and products from tournament sponsors. Visit Bassmaster.com/elite for Marshall registration. The 2020 BassPro.com open season is underway. Visit Bassmaster.com/opens for all the info that you need to get registered for this outstanding series. It's the highest level a co-angler can fish and is a tremendous way to hone your skills and learn from the pros and maybe even make a few bucks as you compete against other co-anglers. This year's pro field is better than ever, so grab a co-angler spot now. And due to the incredible high interest in the Opens series, the championship round of the Opens will be broadcast on Bassmaster Live all season. Now, while you're at Bassmaster.com, click on Sweepstakes for your opportunity to fish with Bassmaster Classic champ Hank Cherry. The winner will get round-trip domestic airfare, 2 nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash. But wait, there's more. How about a brand-new Basscat Saber FTD with a Mercury 150 and Garmin Electronics, plus a pile of goodies from Hank's sponsors? Total value of this deal is over $52,000. And don't forget to sign up for Rapala Fantasy Fishing at Bassmaster.com. Each week's winner will win $4,000 in cash and prizes, $4,500 if you are a member of Bass. And this year, over 190 places will win prizes each event, and the grand prize is over $20,000 in cash and prizes. Just go to Bassmaster.com and click on Fantasy for rules to get in today. And while you're at it, join our Bassmaster Radio group, where each event's winner will receive a rod and reel combo from Enigma, and everyone that finishes ahead of me is entered in a drawing for a prize package from visitanderson.com, Rapala, Missile Baits, and Phoenix Boats. Just search Bassmaster Radio under the Groups tab. Now let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. Next up is the Bassmaster Elite at St. Clair. That is coming up August 20th through the 23rd, and the anglers will be restricted to the U.S. side of St. Clair. That's going to be a good one as well. Now the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series is at Lake Hartwell, presented by Bass Pro Shops. That is August 27th through the 29th out of beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And the Mossy Oak Bassmaster High School Series at Hartwell is presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. That will be August 30th, again, in Anderson, South Carolina. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.